弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace all the brothers and sisters.
小弟现在奉主的圣名，一起来查考圣经。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, let us study the Bible together.
今天晚上呢，用走在圣路上的俗民做题目，跟大家一起来查考以赛亚书里面的道理。
And I would like to use a topic, the redeemed walking on the way of holiness, as a mutual encouragement for us.
我们请大家翻开以赛亚书第三十五章。
Let us turn to Isaiah chapter 35.
以赛亚书三十五章第八节。
Isaiah 35 verse 8.
三十五章第八节，在那里必有一条大道，称为圣路，污秽人不得经过，必专为俗民行走。行路的人虽愚昧，也不致失迷。
Verse 8, and a highway shall be there, and a road, and it shall be called the highway of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for others. Whoever walks the road, although a fool, shall not go astray.
第九节，在那里并没有狮子，猛兽也不登道路，在那里都遇不见，只有俗民在那里行走。
9. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast go up on it. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there.
第十节，并且主救赎的民必归回，歌唱来到锡安，永乐必归到他们的头上，他们必得着欢喜快乐，忧愁叹息尽都逃避。
10. And the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing, with everlasting joy on their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away.
以赛亚书三十五章呢，可以说是以赛亚书前半段，从第一章到第三十九章，它的信息的高峰，也就是基本上就是这一段落的总结。
And so, Isaiah chapter 35 can be considered the climax of from chapter 1 to 39.
那也是第二十八章到三十三章，这一个段落一连串宣告六个灾祸之后，他所应许给神的国度以及神的选民的一个恩典。
And so from chapter 28 to 33, is the recording of the six woes, and we see, however, it's 35 is talking about the blessing of God for His people.
我们知道以赛亚书从二十八章到三十三章呢，他一直在讲到神的选民耶路撒冷这个城。里面的百姓的罪恶以及来攻打这个选民国度的这列邦，他们所要遇到的神的刑罚。
And so in chapter 28 talks about the sin of the Israelite people and how God is going to punish them.
到第三十四章神就宣告了他即将要发出的愤怒是要对全部的罪恶做一个审判。
And in chapter 34, it's the Lord's wrath upon the nations, his final judgment.
但是神所保留剩余的百姓呢，会得到一个特殊的应许。
However, the remnant of God's people will receive a special promise.
也就是说，他应许他要建立一个属灵的国度。
And he promised that he will make a spiritual kingdom.
那这个国度将来必大有荣耀。
And this kingdom will be glorious.
那在这个国度里面有属神的圣城。
And in this kingdom is this holy city of God.
那是被特别是为神所救赎的选民所预备的。
And it is prepared especially for the people that have been redeemed by God.
那所以第三十五章其实他所在述说的一个重点是指着属灵的神的国度，就是末后的真教会。
And so this is a prophecy concerning the true church in the end times.
那这个真教会是神特别建立的。
And this true church is specially established by God.
那是神要救赎万民不单是肉体的以色列的选民，也包括列邦都要借一条路回归到这个神面前来。
And so not only the Israelites, but also the people of the nations will be able to come before God through this highway.
要回到神面前只有一条路。
And there's only one way to come before God.
这条路称作圣洁的路。
And this highway is called the highway of holiness.
能够走在这条路上的就是神所救赎的民，一定要成为圣洁的。
And so for the people of God to walk in it, they need to be holy.
那所以从以赛亚书三十五章我们可以看到神他所建设末后真教会的荣耀。
So we can see here how God has established the gloriousness of the true church in the end times.
以及啊，在这个神的国度里面啊，蒙救赎的百姓，他们所要得到的应许。
And this is the promise for the people who are redeemed.
那这是一群蒙福的人。
These are people that are blessed by God.
那这群百姓，他们能够成为神的荣耀。
And these people can become the glory of God.
那真的能够啊。在这里面享受神所应许的从古以来所预备的丰盛的救恩
and they will be able to experience there on the full salvation of God
所以我们从35章以赛亚书里面的这些信息呢来看看我们今天走在这条圣路上面的所有蒙赎的百姓我们应当要怎么样来得到这个应许的恩典
And so, let us look at this chapter to understand and learn what it is that we need to do to receive this blessing.
我们在主耶稣基督里面成为被救赎的民。
And so, in Jesus Christ, we are the chosen His chosen people.
那在以赛亚时代就一直预言这个救赎主的来到。
And so, in Isaiah, it already had many prophecies about this the Savior that is coming.
那被他救赎的民称为圣民。
And that the people that he has saved will be the redeemed.
我们来看以赛亚书六十二章。
Let us turn to Isaiah
六十二章。
62.
六十二章。
62.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
六十二章十一节说：“看哪，神曾宣告到地极，对锡安的居民说：‘你的拯救者来到，他的赏赐在他那里，他的报应在他面前。’”
11. Indeed, the Lord has proclaimed to the end of the world, say to the daughter of Zion, surely your salvation is coming. Behold, his reward is with him, and his works before him.
第十二节，人必称他们为圣民，为神的属民，你也必称为被眷顾不撇弃的城。
12. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and you shall be called sought out in a city not forsaken.
你看他这里在提到神的所拣选的圣城锡安。
Here talks about the people of God, Zion.
这是被神所眷顾的不会被撇弃的一个城，是神建设的。
And this is a city, that has been sought out and a city that's not forsaken.
里面的民是被神所救赎的。
And the people inside are people that have been redeemed.
他们要称作圣洁的民。
They will be called the holy people.
所以。那这个就是这位天地的主圣洁的神他所建设的国度
and this is our holy God the kingdom that he has established
所以看主耶稣基督他从万民当中特别把我们选召出来分别出来
so Jesus Christ has chosen us and separated us from the rest of the world
今天在基督里面我们都称为圣民
in Jesus Christ we are his holy people
那这一群被主耶稣宝血所救赎的圣民他们现在要走在一条圣洁的路上。
And these holy people that have been brought by the blood of Christ now have to walk on this highway of holiness.
那他们所处在国度里面是荣耀的国。
And his kingdom is a glorious kingdom.
所以在旧约时代，特别在以下书里面，它充满对末后真教会这个发展荣耀的一个预言。
And so we can see a lot of prophecies concerning.Church in the end times.
因为在以赛亚书里面，他所讲的这个属灵的国度，他都不是指在地面上的这些真的以色列人的国。
Because in Isaiah, he's not just talking about the physical Israelites on the earth.
因为地面上的国度没有一个能够像这个先知书里面所预言的这样子华美。
Because all the kingdoms on the earth will not be able to be so beautiful as the one that's described.
所以看回来以赛亚书三十五章。
If we turn back to Isaiah 35,
我们从第一节、第二节看到神的属灵的国度，就是末后真教会的它的华美跟荣耀。
And so in Isaiah 35, verse 1 and 2, we can see the gloriousness and the beauty of the true church in the end times.
这在说明一个本来是没有神的国度的一个不认识这位救主的他本来是像沙漠、像旷野一样干燥，没有生命。
And so before a people knew God, it was like a wasteland or a wilderness or a desert.
但是现在这样一个像沙漠旷野的这个的地方要改变。
But this wilderness is to be transformed.
那所以在这里看到的就是百花繁盛各地都充满了这样生命力。
And so we can see that it is abundant and rejoicing, and it is filled with life.
所以在神的国里面，因为有这个救主来到，整个万物都复兴起来了。
And so because of the Savior, you can see everything has been revived.
因为在这里能够有雨水浇灌。
Because it's here that there is water.
所以我们看第一节说，旷野和干旱之地必然欢喜，沙漠也要快乐，又像玫瑰开花。
And in verse 1, it says, the wilderness and the wasteland shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose.
第二节说，开花繁盛，乐上加乐，而且欢呼。
Verse 2, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with joy and singing.
然后黎巴嫩的荣耀，加密沙伦的华美，要赐给他。
The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the excellence of Carmel and Sharon.
人要看见神的荣耀，我们神的华美。
They shall see the glory of the Lord, the excellency of our God.
你就看到说，诶，这个那应许一个改变。
So we can see here they wanted a transformation.
那这个改变是带来欢呼喜的。
And this transformation led to great rejoicing.
看到了这个神的荣耀的。
That they are able to see the glory of God.
那这个是要怎么样来明白呢？
So how can we understand this?
今天我们被创造的世人怎么看到这个创造天地主的荣美呢？
And so as those who have been created, how do we see the glory of God?
其实我们从神所造的万物当中看到神的伟大。
If we look at the nature of what God has created, we can see His almightiness.
所以罗马书特别强调说，神的永能跟神性是明明可知的，借着所造之物，人不可以推诿，也就是没办法否认的。
And that in the book of Romans talk about how the nature testifies to God's almighty power and that man cannot deny it.
所以神的荣耀通常从他所造的创造东西跟人来讲展现出来。
And so through God's creation, He is able to show His glory to it.
所以现在你看，他神要把黎巴嫩、像加密、像沙伦的这一些本来已经败坏的这些地方啊，这个国度，把它重新复兴起来。
And so He will take Lebanon, Carmel, and Sharon, these places that have been desolate, He will be able to revive them again.
因为神的爱跟神的恩典临到他们这些地方了。
And it's because God's love and His grace has come upon them.
所以这里在说明神的国度的荣耀，要借着本来是外邦地的、本来是没有生命的、没有灵性的这些世人，重新得到属灵的生命，而展现出神的荣耀跟华美来。
And so we can see here that God's love will come to the Gentile lands so that even though they were a desert, they will be, once again be able to be revived.
所以你看我们今天照着保罗在他的书信里面所阐述的一个救恩的重点。
And so in Paul's letters, he has a specific point concerning salvation.
他强调我们这些本来不是肉身以色列的这些主耶稣的门徒啊。
And he emphasizes a lot on those who were not who were Gentiles and were not part of God's.
你看，在以弗所书第二章特别提到说，我们本来都是不认识神的外邦人。
And that's why he mentions how we were all Gentiles that did not know God.
我们本来都是顺服今世的风俗，这可怒之子的这些神的各地方的创造的人呢、啊。
And we had followed the things that man had created before.
但是现在因着这个福音，哎，我们不一样了。
But now through the gospel, we are different.
所以从各地方、从各国、各族、各民，神选召了他的百姓。
And so from all people and all places, God has chosen His people.
要让他们成为在神的国度有份的人。
So that they can be people that have a part in God's
kingdom. 所以这本来没有希望的这些世人呢，今天在基督里面成了有盼望的、有荣耀、有平安的民。
And so these people who had no hope now have hope in God and are able to have peace and joy.
那这个也说明是因为圣灵的工作，是神在我们心里动工的结果。
And this is also on the work of the Holy Spirit within us.
所以你看，神的荣耀要借着他所救赎的这些百姓来彰显在世人眼前。
And so God's glory will be shown in this way to the people.
所以第二节他特别提到说，人必看见神的荣耀，我们神的华美。
And that's why in verse 2 it says, they shall see the glory of the Lord, the excellency of our God.
那 这些你看，像每一个像植物都开花繁盛，然后彰显它的美，这个在说明我们今天每一个神的选民所应当要展现出的神的能力在身上。
And so all the people, through this, we need to magnify and show the God's glory.
这是一个应许，这是一个预言，神的国度将要呈现这样的一个荣耀景象。
And this is a prophecy and a promise that the people of God will have this.
这是我们今天真教会一定要追求的。
And this is something that the true church needs to work and pursue after.
因为福音要展现出神的荣耀，神的大能。
Because the gospel will show God's glory.
那这个荣耀的国度，事实上是因着有福音来改造人的心，才会展现出来。
And this is shown through the gospel and how it's able to transform the people's hearts.
所以从第三节一直到第七节呢
？So from verse 3 to 7,
我们就看到这个主耶稣基督救赎主他所要带来的福音所产生的功用跟他的权柄。
We can see the gospel that what it's able to do as well as its authority.
所以被神救赎的这群百姓之所以能够成为圣民，事实上是因为先有福音的这个信息进入我们的心里。
And so the people are able to be saved is because of the gospel has entered into their hearts.
那是神的话语，这个真理带来权柄跟力量。
And the word of God has brings authority and
他要来改变我们整个人的生命。
And able to transform our lives.
所以我们从第三节跟第七节看到这个主的福音带来力量。
So we can see from verse 3 to 7 that the word of God brings power.
这也是今天我们真教会我们对外在宣道的时候我们所传讲的一定是主耶稣基督的福音。
And this is why when we preach, we always preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
这个福音要让第三节说使软弱的手坚壮无力的膝稳固。
And this gospel is able to say, do what in verse 3, strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees.
所以福音会带来力量。
So the gospel brings strength.
那这个也是真理所产生的效果。
And this is the result of truth.
所以今天当我们拥有神真正的属灵 的这个知识 跟道理。
So when we have the true, not understanding of the truth and gospel.
那这个福音真理要带给我们力量，让我们心里刚强起来。
Then this gospel will give us strength and make our hearts.
让我们知道怎么去做。
So that we know what to do.
第四节。对胆怯人说：“你们要刚强，不要惧怕。”
And verse 4, say to those who are fearful hearted, be strong, do not fear.
我们看到福音带来的勇气。
So we can see here, the gospel is able to give courage.
福音让本来是很胆怯的、很没有自信的人，他现在变得得到勇气，他知道他应该怎么做了。
And so the gospel is able to make those who were fearful be able to have courage, so they know what to do.
因为第四节说：“看啊，你们的神来报仇，必要来施行极大的报应，他必来拯救你们。”
Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you.
这个勇气不是出于人血气的勇。
And this courage does not come from man.
而是知道我们是被神救赎的，有我们的主在为我们在主持公道。
But comes from our understanding that God is there, to save us.
所以这个刚强本身是因为靠神而刚强的。
And so in this way, we are able to be courageous through God.
所以福音让我们得到力量。但是这个不是血气之勇，而是因着信靠主而产生的勇气。
So this courage does not come from flesh and blood, but rather it comes from God.
那第四节也看到说，这个福音带来拯救。
And so in verse 5 says, the gospel is able to save.
好，所以他要来拯救我们。福音本身就是要来拯救我们离开黑暗的国度，进入光明里。
It is to save us to leave the kingdom of darkness to enter into the kingdom of light.
所以今天我们来听主耶稣的福音的人，我们其实都已经离开一个黑暗的国度，进入神光明的国里。
And so when we actually come to believe, we have left the kingdom of darkness, have entered into the kingdom of light.
在黑暗的国度里面，那些百姓实际上是受苦。
In the kingdom of darkness, the people are suffering.
在拜其他宗教信仰的人，真的是受到很多很多的束缚。
And those who are part of the other religions, they are really have been deceived.
敬拜神是一个非常非常重的负担。
And that for them to worship God is a great burden.
但是我们今天在主耶稣里面却很轻松。
But in Jesus Christ, we are not burdened.
很自由。
We are free.
真的，我们有神作为救主的，我们得到拯救，我们真的有时候没办法想象在敬拜其他信仰的人，他们是何等的苦啊！
And for us who believe in Jesus Christ, we cannot sometimes understand how burdensome it is for those who do not.
不是敬拜真神的人，基本上每一件事情都怀着恐惧的心情在做。
Because if when they did not believe in God, everything that they do is very fearsome.
很怕万一哪一步做不好，然后就被这个神惩罚，然后遇到灾祸。
Because what if something that they do something wrong, then they feel they might be punished.
但是主耶稣基督他带来拯救，就是让我们离开这样的一个惧怕恐惧。
Jesus Christ saves so that we can escape this type of fear.
那他要来医治我们，这个福音产生医治的力量。
And so this gospel is able to heal us.
所以三章第五节说。
And that's why in chapter 35, verse 5.
那时候，瞎子的眼要睁开，聋子的耳要开通，瘸子要跳跃像鹿，哑巴的舌头要能唱歌。
5. The eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. 6. And the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing.
我们就看到这个福音带来医治的力量。
So here we see the gospel brings the power of healing.
这个福音让瞎子的眼睛张开了。
It allows the blind to have their eyes be opened.
所以今天我们看神的话语的人，
so those who see, the words of God.
我们的眼睛真的是看到神的荣美。
We are able to see the beauty of God.
因为看到真神他的伟大。
Because we are able to see how great God is.
那所以你看，当神开通我们的眼睛的时候，我们就看到律法的奇妙。
And when God opens our eyes, we can see the beauty or
神的话语一解开，
word of God.
就发出亮光，让这个简单的人得到智慧。
And the word of God is able to give us wisdom.
所以福音让瞎眼的得看见。
And so the gospel is able to open the eyes of the blind.
所以主耶稣他来传福音的时候，
so when Jesus Christ went to preach,
他特别强调他就是那个世界的光。
He emphasized that he was the light of the world.
这个光要让瞎眼的得看见。
The light of the world was to help the blind.
要让那个被捆绑的得到释放，
and to help those who are bound become free.
要让那个瘸腿没有力量的能够重新得到力量，可以行走，
and to allow the lame to walk again.
哦，所以主耶稣基督他这个福音带来了改变人生命的这个巨大的权柄。
And so here, Jesus Christ has this great authority to transform a person's life.
让本来是瘸子的，现在可以跳跃，能够很非常有力的来行走，亲近神。
To allow a lame to be able to walk and to draw near to God.
让哑巴的现在可以开口来歌颂神。
To allow the mute to be able to sing and praise God.
那这个福音所带来的这个力量其实在以赛亚书从二十九章开始就一直在提到这样的一个应许。
And so this type of promise actually has mentioned in Isaiah chapter 29.
比如说我们现在看以赛亚书的第三十章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 30.
以赛亚书三十章。
Isaiah chapter 30.
我们看我们看第三十二章好了，三十二章。
Let's look at chapter 32.
三十二章第三节。
Isaiah 32 verse 3.
那这个也是提到主耶稣基督他来拯救世人，他所带来的结果。
And here it talks about how if Jesus Christ saves, what kind of result?
第三节，那能看的人眼睛不再昏迷，能听的人耳朵必得听闻。
Verse 3, the eyes of those who see will not be dim, and the ears of those who hear will listen.
冒失人的心必明白知识，结巴人的舌必说话通快。
Also the heart of the rash will understand knowledge, and the tongue of the stammerers will be ready to speak plainly.
哦，那第五节说，愚顽人不再称为高明人，吝啬人不再称为大方人。
5. The foolish person will no longer be called generous, nor the miser said to be bountiful.
这也在说明这些神主耶稣基督的福音所带来的这个改变一样的。
And this is similar, talking about how the gospel of Jesus Christ is able to transform.
要转变我们的个性。
Transform our personalities.
让这些本来是好像是残缺的人都成为完美。
And for these people who have these weaknesses, will be able to become perfect.
所以。其实主耶稣基督他的福音呢，如果真的领受的人就会感受到哇，真的是神的大能。
And when we have received the gospel of Jesus Christ, we'll realize his great power.
看回来第三十五章。
Let's turn back to Isaiah 35.
三十五章，他接下去说，在旷野会有水发出，在沙漠会有河涌流。
It continues to say, for water shall burst forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert.
第七节说发光的沙要变为水池，干渴的地要变为泉源。
7, the parched ground shall become a pool and the thirsty land springs of water.
你看这里一直提到这个水会出现。
And so here it emphasizes on how the water will appear.
这样一个那个医治的能力跟神的圣灵是有关系的，跟活水有关系。
And so this healing and power is related to the living water.
所以主耶稣基督他的福音带来的一定是神的灵的浇灌。
And so with Jesus, power comes with the pouring of His Spirit.
所以你看，今天我们真的听信福音的人。
And for those who have unheard the gospel,
我们会看到神的应许。
We will see the promises of God.
这个应许就是真理的圣灵啊，要来帮助我们进入真理里。
And this promise is the Holy Spirit that will help us enter into truth.
这个圣灵要让原本是很刚硬的心变柔软了。
And it is the Holy Spirit is able to soften the hardest of hearts.
那它的改变真的是我们没有人没有办法预料得到的。
And this transformation is sometimes unimaginable.
我们有一个慕道者。
We have a truth seeker.
他本来是非常刚硬的人。
He was a very hard person.
连他的妻子、他的朋友都觉得这个人非常顽固。
Even his wife and his friends, were all thought that he was very difficult.
他的家人也都知道这个做父亲的非常的顽固。
And even his family members thought that he was very someone that was very stubborn.
而且是脾气非常暴躁的人。
And he had a very bad temper.
就是说一件事情什么不合他意，哇，他就怒气大作。
And that if anything doesn't go his way, then he would also become very angry.
所以其实他这个朋友跟他的家人都很小心的跟他讲话。
And so his friends and his family would speak to him very cautiously.
但是最近他来到教会慕道。
But recently he came to truth seeking.
他来听这个道理。
When he came to hear the truth.
他愿意来信靠，来向这位天上的真神主耶稣基督祷告。
And he was willing to rely and pray to the God in heaven.
结果他的改变真的是跌破他们所有家人的眼镜。
And then his transformation really shocked all of his family members.
他变得非常的温柔。
Became very gentle.
他变得很喜乐。
Became very joyful.
他变得每一件事情都很满足。
He became very content with it.
变得很容易亲近。
And he was a person that you could be close to.
又很顺服，很听话。
And also very submissive and obedient.
所以他的家人说这个人怎么变这样子了？
And so then his family members thought, how can this person become like this?
脸上充满笑容。
He is always smiling.
做什么事情他都很快乐。
And in everything that he does, he is very joyful.
所以这就是福音所带来的改变。
And this is the transformation that comes from the gospel.
他的朋友说，
And his friends say,
你都不用跟人家说你信耶稣了。
You don't need to tell people that you believe in Jesus Christ.
你只要开口讲话，人家就发现你现在不一样了。
Once you open your mouth, people can tell that you have changed.
他的朋友说，其实你就是一个活的见证。
And they told him that actually you are a living testimony.
所以其实真的这个福音会带来医治的力量。
So the gospel is able to give, has the power of healing.
其实最重要的是，这位慕道者他领受圣灵。
Yeah, but the most important is that this truth seeker has received the Holy Spirit.
他得圣灵之后，真的整个人好像性情改变了，变了一个新人。
And really, when he received the Holy Spirit, it was like he has been changed into a new person.
这就是主耶稣基督他这个福音的应许。
And this is the promise of Jesus Christ.
他是给我们一个新的心。
He will give us a new heart.
我们看耶利米书三十一章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 31.
耶利米书三十一章。
Jeremiah chapter 31.
三十一章，他提到神，他是给我们，其实他一个新的约。
And in chapter 31, it talks about how God has given us a new covenant.
三十一章三十一节。
31 verse 31.
神说：“日子将到，我要以色列的家跟犹大家另立一个新约。”
And 31. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
我们跳过去看第三十三节。
Let's jump to verse 33.
神说：“那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样：我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们的心上。他们要做我的民，我的神。我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。”
33. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
这里是神的应许。
So this is the promise of God.
这些。本来不是神的名，现在神都要跟他们立一个新的约了。
And so these people who are not his people, now God will make a new covenant with them.
把神的话写在他们的心里。
He'll write his word on their hearts.
那他们便要从最小的到最大都认识神，都知道敬拜这位独一真神。
From the smallest to the biggest, they will all know to worship this God.
所以你看，神他 要改变我们呢。
So God wants to change us.
他用圣灵来软化我们的心。
And He used the Holy Spirit to soften our hearts.
是给我们一个肉的心呢。
To give us a heart of flesh.
不会再那么刚硬了。
To not be so hard.
那我们可以懂得认识这位独一的真神，创造天地的主。
So that we can come to know this God who has created everything.
当一个人认识神以后，他就把那过去所敬拜的假神把它抛弃了。
And so after a person knows God, then they will get rid of their foreign idols.
你看今天圣灵改变我们，他让我们眼睛打开，看到一个真的神应该是怎么样。
And so today the Holy Spirit opens our eyes to see what is a true God supposed to be like.
那我们就会愿意走在这个神的路上。
Then we'll be able to and willing to walk on this way.
然后就改变过去的生活。
And to change our life.
我们看回来以赛亚书三十章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 30.
以赛亚书三十章。
Isaiah chapter 30.
第二十一节
,Verse 21,
三十章二十一节说，你或向左或向右，你必听见后边有声音说，这是正路，要行在其间。
21, your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it, whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left.
第二十二节
,Verse 22,
你雕刻偶像所包的银子，制造偶像所镀的金子，你要玷污，要抛弃，好像污秽之物，对偶像说，去吧。
22, you will also defile the covering of your images of silver and the ornament of your molded images of gold. You will throw them away as an unclean thing. You will say to them, get away.
这是这个福音来改变我们人的心的时候。
So when the gospel has changed our hearts,
开通我们的耳朵
and opens our hearts,
它让我们能够听到神的声音。
You allow us to see the voice of God.
这是一条正，神所准备给我们的是一条正路，要走在其间。
That there is a right way that God has prepared, and we need to walk in it.
在这条正路里面，要把这个所有的偶像都把它抛弃了。
And as we walk on this way, we have to get rid of all the idols.
这个走在上面的人，他会主动的把这些他所以前所认为宝贵的包银包金子的偶像说去吧，不再重要了。
And so those who walk in will know to get rid of all their idols because it is no longer important. They will throw it away.
所以我们感谢神啊，刚才所提到的这个慕道朋友，当他们一听到这个主的声音，他们就下定决心把他们所拥有的很多所谓很尊贵的偶像都把它抛弃了。
And so we thank God that this true seeker that he was willing to get rid of his idols after he has heard about the.Right way.
因为他现在要走在主的路上。
Because right now he wants to walk in the way of Jesus.
因为他知道这条路是圣洁的路。
Because he knows that this way is a holy way.
这是只有圣洁的人才能够走上去的。
That only those who are holy may walk in it.
不能够再沾到这个偶像的污秽。
And that he can no longer be defiled by the idols.
所以当圣灵进入我们内心的时候。
So when the Holy Spirit enters in,
他开到我们的耳朵。
And opens our ears.
他改变我们的心。
And changes our heart.
那我们可以听神的呼召。
And we can hear God's calling.
这是正路，要行在其间。
That this is the way, walk in it.
现在神准备在我们面前，世人面前的通到天国的只有一条路。
And the way to heaven, there's only one.
这一条路叫做圣洁的路。
This way is called the way of holiness.
我们现在被主救赎的人都是走在这条路上。
And so all of us who have been redeemed, we walk on this road.
那所以我们现在看回来以赛亚书的第三十五章。
Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 35.
三十五章。
Isaiah 35.
现在第八节。
Verse 8.
他说，在那里有一条大道，称为圣路。
And a highway shall be there, and a road, and it shall be called the highway of holiness.
这是在神的国度里面的。
This is in the kingdom of God.
神所救赎的所有百姓。
God has saved His people.
他们现在在他们眼前，神为他预备了一条大道。
And here God has prepared a road for them.
这条路不是因为它很宽。
And it is not that it is very wide.
而是因为它这里面充满恩典。
But that it is full of grace.
这条路在世人眼中是很窄的、很小的、不好走的路。
However, in the eyes of man, it might be very narrow, very difficult to walk on.
但是这条路却是圣洁的路。
But this way is a way of holiness.
只有是被主所救赎的民所专门行走的。
And it is for those on the redeemed to walk there.
这条路是什么？
What is this way?
其实主耶稣就是这条路。
Actually, this way is Jesus Christ.
这一条特别为俗民所设定的通往天国的道路，是主耶稣本身所化成的。
And so this highway actually is Jesus Christ Himself. He has prepared for us.
这条路其实愿意走的人都能够进来啊。
And this highway, those who are willing are able to walk in it.
也就是说，想要得救、能够进到神面前的人都可以。
that those who are willing to and want to come before God, you are able to walk on it.
所以在以赛亚书里面，他说一直在讲一条 highway， 一条大路。
And so in Isaiah keeps talking about the highway.
我们看以赛亚书十一章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 11.
十一章第十六节。
Isaiah chapter 11 verse 16.
十一章十六节。
11 verse 16.
为主余剩的百姓，就是从亚述剩下回来的，必有一条大道。如当日以色列从埃及地上来一样。
16, there will be a highway for the remnant of his people who will be left from Assyria as it was for Israel in the day that he came up from the land of Egypt.
这在讲这个神的选民啊，这些选民啊，他们被掳外邦之后，最后神为他们准备一条路啊，从他说从亚述剩余回来，有一条路走回到应许地来。
And here it talks about a highway that God has prepared for his remnant, and that will be from Assyria.
这是圣营的百姓。
This is the remnant of his people.
这些圣营的百姓是神特别保留下来的。
And this remnant is people that God has specially preserved.
那最后他们能够再一次的进到神面前。
And then once again they will be able to come before the
presence of God. 来彰显出神的荣耀。
And to show his glory.
因为他们犯罪的结果就是被刑罚，就是神让他们被掳外邦。
Because the result of their sin is that their punishment and that they were taken into captivity.
但是神的国度不能被消灭的。
But God's kingdom will not be destroyed.
所以剩余的百姓，神就要开一条大道把他们带回来。
And so for the remnant, God will open a highway for them to return.
这条路要引到神再一次的丰盛里。
And this highway will take them once again to God's abundance.
那这我们看以赛亚书第十九章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 19.
第十九章。
Isaiah 19.
现在讲到外邦人。
Now it talks about the Gentiles.
我们看第二十三节。
Verse 23.
当那日，必有从埃及通亚述去的大道。亚述人要进入埃及，埃及人要进入亚述，埃及人要与亚述一同敬拜神。
23. In that day, there will be a highway from Egypt into Assyria, and the Assyrian will come into Egypt, and the Egyptian into Assyria, and the Egyptians will serve with Assyrians.
24节，当那日，以色列必与埃及、亚述三国一律，使地上的人得福。
24. In that day, Israel will be one of the three with Egypt and Assyria, a blessing in the midst of the land.
25节，因为万军的主赐福给他们说，埃及我的百姓，亚述我所的工作，以色列我的产业，都有福的。
25. Whom the Lord of hosts shall bless, saying, Blessed is Egypt, my people, and Assyria, the work of my hands, and Israel, my inheritance.
你看他这里将埃及将亚述，这本来是跟以色列神的国度是敌对的这些人，现在有一条路都把他们联系在一起的。
And here we see Egypt and Assyria, and they used to be enemies of God's people, but now they have all been put together.
那他们现在都被称为神的百姓。
And they are all called the people of God.
都是神的工作。
They are the work of His hands.
也都是一起成为神的产业，要蒙受神的福气的。
And they are together His inheritance to receive His blessing.
这条能够把所有的外邦跟选民以色列人一起联系的那条路是谁？
And then who is the person that is this highway that is able to connect the Gentiles as well as the Israelites?
我们今天在主耶稣基督就看到了这条路。
And it is only in Jesus Christ that we're able to see this highway.
这条路，耶稣基督他来世上的时候，他宣告说：“我就是道路。”
And in this highway is Jesus Christ when he also proclaimed that he is the way.
他是这一条让万民都能够回到神的又真又活的路。
And he is the way that allows the people to go back to God.
所以主耶稣他的救恩是要给万民的。
And so God's salvation is for all men.
所以约翰福音第三章。
So in John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
第十六节。
Verse
16. 你看神爱世人，要将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
第十八节。信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他们不信神独生子的名。
18. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
主耶稣基督，他是你看神道成肉身啊，来拯救世人的。
So Jesus Christ is God in the flesh to save mankind.
要叫一切信他的都不至灭亡，反得永生。
That those who believe in him will not perish, but have everlasting life.
这是为什么在十四章约翰福音十四章的第六节，主耶稣这样宣告。
And this is why in John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus Christ proclaims.
耶稣说我就是道路真理生命若不借着我没有人能到父那里去
and saying that I am the way the truth and the life and whoever there is no one to come to the Father except through me
主耶稣就是那一条唯一的道路
and so he Jesus Christ is the only way to this
这条路本来是不通的
and this way,
就是说到神面前去的这条路本来是不通的
and before the waits before God was not open
就是因为人因着罪的缘故在神跟人之间有一个罪的障碍阻隔了
and it was not open because of the sin of man that has blocked it
现在主耶稣基督他亲自来为我们流血打开这条路
but because through Jesus Christ who shed his blood for us he has opened this
当罪解决之后这条路就开通又真又活
and so when the sin has been taken away then this way is open
愿意来跟从主的
and then, so those who are willing to
就是走上了这条圣洁的路
Those who are willing to follow God and those who have walked on the holy highway.
主耶稣基督，他是圣洁的主。
So God, Jesus Christ is a holy God.
他现在打开了这条路，叫做圣洁的路。
And he has opened a way called the highway of holiness.
被他宝血所救赎的人是他的圣洁的民。
And those who have been shed, he shed his blood for is his.
现在圣洁的民要走在这条救赎的道路上。
And will be his holy people, and so this holy people will walk on his way to salvation.
圣经一再提醒我们说，我们要在这个罪恶的世界里面保持圣洁。
And so the Bible continually teaches us to keep holy in the midst of this world.
因为没有圣洁，人没有办法见到神。
Because without holiness, we are unable to see God.
也就是说，没有圣洁，最后走不完这条道路。
And if we're not holy, then we're not able to make it to the end.
因为这条路最后的结果就的归宿就是天国永生。神的国度
Because this highway leads to the heavenly kingdom to eternal life
这条路的救赎的民一定是要圣洁
And so the people that are redeemed must be holy
所以希伯来书的第十二章说
That is why in Hebrews chapter 12 says
希伯来书第十二章
Hebrews chapter 12
这我们一定要谨记在心
This is what we really need to keep in our hearts
第十二章十四节
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14
你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁。非圣洁，没有人能见主。
Pursue peace with all people and holiness without which no one will see the Lord.
非圣洁，没有人见主，就是说这条圣洁的路，一定是圣洁的民走在上面，最后能够走到目的地。
So it's only those who are holy will be able to continue on this highway.
今天我们目标，我们的盼望在哪里？
And so today, where is our goal? What is our destination?
就是最后当主再来的时候，我们能够被迎接进入他的天国里。
And that is when Jesus Christ comes again, that we can be able to taken into His heavenly.
那就是神的圣城。
This is the holy city of God.
我们被迎接进去，而不是被拒绝在门外，在城外的。
That we want to be able to go in and not just disqualified outside.
所以在启示录的时候，他是讲到最后谁会被拒绝在门外呢？
And so in Revelation talks about how who are those that will be rejected.
我们看启示录二十一章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 21.
启示录二十一章。
Revelation chapter 21.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
凡不洁净的，并那行可憎与虚妄之事的，总不得进那城。只有名字写在羔羊生命册上的，才得进去。
27. But there shall by no means enter it anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life.
我们每一个被主救赎走在这条圣路的每一个人我们期待都是进入这个圣城里的
And so all of us who have been redeemed we hope to enter into this holy city
我们也都是在生命上已经被登录名字的百姓了
And our names are people who have been written in the book of life
我们一定要保持圣洁
So we must keep holy
那些可憎的虚妄的事情我们都要把它隔绝
All that defiles or those are abomination we need to get rid of
我们不会再像世人一样的
so that we will not be like the people of the world
不管这个世界 的这个标准它的道德再怎么改变
no matter how the world it changes
神的真理绝对不变
but God's truth will not change
所以神的这个绝对的标准经得起这个时代的考验
because God's standard stands the test of time
我们愿意遵守人最后就一定可以进城
and so if we are willing to follow them for sure we'll be able to enter
二十二章启示录二十二章的第十五节说
In Revelation chapter 22 verse 15 it says
在这个圣城的门外有犬类有行邪术的有淫乱的有杀人的有拜偶像的有喜爱说谎话的有编造虚谎的
22 verse 15. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and practices a lie.
你看，今天我们要追求圣洁。
So we need to pursue after holiness.
我们是被主救赎的民。
Because we are the redeemed people of God.
那我们认为成为神的选民是圣洁蒙爱的人。
So when we have been chosen by God, we are His beloved.
我们不会再去沾染这些世俗的污秽。
We should no longer be defiled by the things of this world.
我们不会再去仇恨别人的。
We should not hate others.
我们不会再去在我们心里面装了很多很多偶像的。
We will not have many idols in our hearts.
我们是诚诚实实，是信实，啊，是啊。能够讲实话的人呢。
And we are people who are able to speak the truth.
也就是说，我们在这个走在圣洁路上的每一个都是附上主耶稣基督的，穿上耶稣基督的。
And so for every person who walks on this highway of holiness, we have put on Christ.
所以主耶稣他呼吁我们呢。
So he has called us.
他说我们要来学他的样式，要附他的轭。
And we need to walk and imitate him.
这个马太福音第十一章第二十八节、二十九节。
And in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 29.
他要我们走上这条路。
He wants us to walk on his way.
他要我们能够彰显出他的性情来，跟他的样式一样的。
And so he wants us to be like him.
所以这条圣洁的路，我们要能够展现出耶稣基督的形象。
And so and through walking this road, then we will be able to have the image of Jesus Christ.
我们看一下这节马太福音十一章二十九节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 11, verse 29.
马太福音十一章二十九节。
Matthew chapter 11, verse 29.
这里说：“我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们的心里就必得享安息。”
29. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
所以，什么是圣洁
？So what is holiness?
其实，如果把主耶稣基督穿在我们身上，真的把它活出来，
and
绝对圣洁。
For if we are able to truly put on Jesus Christ and to live our life, then like this, then we will truly be holy.
这个圣洁不是那个好像高高在上、令人不可亲近的那个一个什么什么什么所谓的什么样的形象。
This holiness is not something that is far out of reach or that no one can touch. That kind of.
而是像主所展现出来的，又柔和又谦卑。
But in holiness and. In the sense of what Jesus Christ has shown in gentleness and
holiness, 但是他是又公义又圣洁。
But at the same time, also righteous and holy.
他是愿意去传扬这个福音的。
Willing to spread this gospel.
但是他又不会被这个罪恶的世界所污染。
But at the same time, he will not be influenced by the defilement of the world.
他的心思意念、他的言行举止都是符合天父的标准。
And his mindset and his actions are all according to the standard of God.
今天我们走在这条圣路上的俗民。
So today, as people who walk on this highway of holiness,
其实我们就成为主耶稣基督的见证。
We are a testimony to Jesus Christ.
我们跟主耶稣一起走，主耶稣他实际上是跟我们同行。
We walk with Jesus Christ, and he.
他一直在我们旁边，成为我们效法的对象。
He walks next beside us as a way for us to learn.
走在这条路上的百姓，你看跟主耶稣一起走，有多福气呢
？And so to be able to walk like this with Jesus Christ, what a great
他心里面实际上是很轻松的，是很喜乐的。
And it should be very light and very easy.
我们看回来以赛亚书三十五章。
Let us turn back to Isaiah chapter 35.
因为在这里真的充满平安。
Here we can see that it's really filled a place filled with peace.
第三十五章哈。
Isaiah chapter 35.
从现在他在讲第八节，他说这个走路的人虽然是愚昧很简单，但是也不会走迷的。
And in verse 35, verse 8, talks about how those who although walk on the road, although a fool shall not go astray.
也就是说，本来不是很聪明。
Even though they are not very smart.
他可能很简单。
May be very simple.
但是，他只要愿意跟着主耶稣，他不需要世上很高深的学问。
If they are willing to follow Jesus Christ, they do not have to have high.
他不会走迷的，他不会
in the world.
他不会走偏。
They will not go astray.
所以，其实这些路上没有所谓的世界上的。有智慧的是愚昧的，有这个分别。
And so those actually, when you walk on the road, there is no separation between those who are
敬畏神的人都是有智慧的人。
Anyone who fears the Lord has wisdom.
因为你跟从主人一定不会迷失的。
Because those who follow God will not be lost.
所以我们今天要把眼睛盯着耶稣。
So today we need to put our eyes upon Jesus Christ.
不要把我们的眼睛盯在这个世界上。
Not put our eyes on the things of this world.
我们就不会迷失。
So then we will not be lost.
我们一定可以走在这条圣洁的路。
Then for sure we can walk on this highway.
在这里第九节说没有狮子，没有猛兽。
Verse 9 says there are no lions, no ravenous beasts.
所看到就是我们 跟我们一直同行的这些神的 选民。
And what you see is the people that are walking on this path.
也就是说，在这里所有的人都改变了。
Meaning that all the people on this highway are been changed.
在过去，我们可能是像猛兽一样，性情暴躁的。
Maybe before we might have been like beasts.
这条路
a lot of anger.
在被主耶稣福音改变的人，每一个人都改变成为像主的样式了。
However, those who have been transformed by God will become like Jesus Christ.
我们都是心里面存着喜乐的。
That we will be filled with joy in our hearts.
所以第十节说，那个神的救赎的选民要归回，他们就一直是以歌唱，是欢喜快乐的啊，没有忧愁叹息的，走在这条路上，要直到神所应许的天国里。
And so, for in verse 10, we see the ransom of the Lord walk on the Lord, walk on the highway with singing and with joy.That they have no more sorrow and sighing, and able to come to Zion.
So, 在主所应许的这个他这个真教会里面呢。
And so, this is within the true church of God.
我们弟兄姐妹，我们现在所走的这条天国路。
So, brothers and sisters who are walking,
我们跟从主耶稣基督。
We follow Jesus Christ.
其实我们得到平安。
Actually, we receive peace.
我们充满盼望。
We are filled with hope.
我们也是充满喜乐的。
And we are filled with joy.
虽然这当中我们有亲人离世的。
So even though among us we have people who are close to us,
但是我们知道，有一天在主里面我们必然相见。
We know that in God we will once again meet together.
在这里我们可以得到神的安慰。
And that once again in God we are able to receive.
主耶稣基督他应许我们的永生绝不失望的。
And in the everlasting life that God has promised to us will not be disappointed.
他说在这里忧愁叹息都逃避了。
So here, all sorrow and sighing shall flee away.
我们弟兄姐妹可以跟着主耶稣基督一起欢喜歌唱的来奔跑这个天国路。
And so all brothers and sisters are able to sing and with joy in their hearts and to proclaim.
那这个就是今天我们在这个真教会里面，我们一起来奔走的这条路。
And so this is the highway that we continue on in the true church.
我们看到了神的荣美。
And we are able to see the glory of God.
那我们一起来追求生命的改变。
And we're able to pursue after the transformation.
真的是被主所救赎的选民。
So that as the redeemed people of God,
我们真的在世上成为主的见证。
We can become a testimony to people.
我们又真的是彼此互相劝勉一起来让这个神的国度更加荣美。
So let us encourage one another so that the kingdom of God can be continued to become glorified and more beautiful.
一起来唱诗。
Let us rise up and sing him.
187首。
187.